This is Things to Live For. Here's Rick.
Thanks, Faith. This is the podcast where we focus on the positive. Things to Live For. When we're at home for an extended period of time, we can feel detached from the rest of civilization. Even if we watch the news, most of us, especially those in the first world, don't get to see that there are many who don't even have some of life's basic necessities. Now, have you ever calculated how much you earn in a day? Almost half of the world lives on less than $2.50 a day. Over 80% survive on less than $10 daily. So even if you're earning minimum wage, you're relatively rich. We look at social media posts of people enjoying exotic and expensive food and drinks, and we wish we could experience that more. We can't help it. But there are 800 million people that don't have enough food to eat. Almost the same number don't even have access to clean drinking water. Knowing that kind of makes you look at your refrigerator or faucet a little differently. We all have friends or neighbors with much bigger, fancier homes. It's only natural for us to envy them. Well, about 1/5 of the world are either homeless or lacking adequate shelter. That's 1.6 billion people. To them, your house is a mansion. It's so easy to look at the things that we don't have and to want more. There's nothing wrong with that. But when we consciously take the time to literally count our blessings, even just life's necessities, it helps us to put things into perspective. Thank you so much for joining this episode of Things to Live For. We do our best to give you new episodes 2 to 3 times a week. Just subscribe for our updates. I'm Rick, saying have a blessed day.
Thank you for joining this installment of Things to Live For. Visit our website, thingstoliveFor.com, for more episodes of our show. That's things, the number 2, livefor.com.
Hey, are you in crisis? Or do you know anyone who might be? You are not alone, and help is available. If you're in the U.S., visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. If you're outside of the U.S., visit iasp.info. That's suicidepreventionlifeline.org in the U.S., or iasp.info if you're outside the U.S. Help is just a click away.